slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me.
You guys happy?
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to play Chug-a-Lug, but this will do.
I needed that, man.
Very hood area where we just really love R&B and rap.
How did we get to this from Chug-a-Lug? Where I was like, I want to play Chug-a-Lug. Any objections? And Howard's just like, how about slow motion?
Our resident beat dropper requested it.
I mean, it's just a weird mental process right there, but hey, that's how your brain works.
Let's save Chug-a-Lug for a night where you're ready to like drop it hard, go out and get wasted.
Where I'm going to drink and then I'll talk about it. Or I'll come in hungover and we'll play Chug-a-Lug.
That would be a good way to do.
You better be hungover because we all went out.
So we're playing this because I balled a black chick last night. Is that it? That
a big ass. It doesn't have to be a black one. It just has to be a big one.
Congratulations.
To me, from the slow black motion is about fucking black chicks.
Just white chicks can make it clap too. Make it clap.
They're fake into it. This is a fucking dirty rap song,
they
man.
They dance
this
cheerleading
is like,
to this song.
This is not a play rap song to me. This is a song for fucking like you put this on
repeat.
She better fucking get down on all fours. You better be fucking
this
you better
be
just
repeat.
Treated her to some surf and turf and then put the
song
on
exactly and then fucking hoping she didn't eat anything that loosened her bowels up too much
because it's about to be balls deep.
It's gonna be some rough riding in a couple minutes. She's gonna be like on the lunar rover just kapow 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 over the moon's surface all over them craters. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today on a dirty show, obviously, you can tell.
Yeah.
This ain't the live one. We recorded it right after the live one on Saturday, so I like to put that out there in case, like, Obama or Romney was, like, assassinated, and you're like, why are they fucking around and talking about juvenile and
that's
screwing
true.
Women after dinner?
To cheer everyone up.
Yeah, because nothing much happened. The Yankees got swept, and it's the last big story.
Fuck the Yankees.
I left off on, so that's where we are right now.
It's actually a fact, if you like the Yankees, you will get AIDS.
Oh, really?
That's
I like
true.
The Yankees.
He's a Yankee.
We're
going
to be sending that AIDS robot to your house.
I'd prefer the AIDS to the amoebas, the brain-eating amoebas. I was thinking about that, and I was like, you know, the odds of AIDS are so much better, but you could just take the pills like Magic Johnson.
Yeah, you could either be Magic Johnson or dead.
Correction.
Exactly.
Howard, I can't believe Howard didn't come in on this. Magic Johnson has HIV. It's
That's
different.
True. I love how people act like there's a big difference. I'm bringing this down, by the way. Isn't it weird to you? It's like the difference between being on fire and being burned to a crisp. It's like one of these things just is the end result of the other. Why is there a different fancy name for it?
I think AIDS is when you're losing the game.
Well, AIDS is just your T cell count is below a certain level.
And you're getting sick all the time, yeah.
I love that Papa's Basement is now here to educate the hood rats. We put on slow
motion.
That
means all our listeners.
And then we tell them that they got to get tested, because testing is knowledge.
We're like a Tyler Perry episode.
Yeah. It's
I'm only bringing that up because last night I watched, for better or worse, one of his shows.
One of his 19 projects. What the hell? Oh. What is it, Alex Payne that came out? Like,
I
want to
see that.
Alex
I got
to
admit, I'm surprised that he's playing that serious a role.
He got jacked for that
role. He looks kind of believable as a...
What the fuck is Alex Cross? Am I missing something?
Is he like an MMA fighter or something?
Nah, he looks like he's just kind of an action hero in a thriller.
But is it just a made-up thing, or is it like a book? Was it a video game?
No
I think
idea.
He's supposed to be an MMA fighter, and like Matthew Fox is in it, and he got all jacked up too.
Matthew Fox looks scary in that.
Yeah.
He looks scary. That is some like
you
Aryan
fuck,
Nation
you sound
looking crazy shit.
Exactly
right there.
Like his target audience right now. You sound like a black person at a Tyler Perry movie. You're like, that nigga looks scary.
We're talking about the white boy, though. Yeah,
that honky is the correct term.
Cracker looking scary.
That white nigga. That's why I never trust white people. I saw that Alex Cross movie. Exactly. They come get you.
I'm never going down
every black
alley
person
again.
Is Tracy Morgan.
I gotta say though, like I thought you brought
or
him
Samuel
up.
Samuel L. Jackson.
You ever noticed that
they
John?
They come and get you, Liz Lemon.
John does kind of look like the white Tyler Perry, doesn't he?
I've heard I look like is it Key or Peele? Whichever
I think
one looks
more like
a lot
a white
like
Tracy
me.
Morgan.
No, I don't look like white Tracy Morgan. The whichever one in the Key Peele duo is not the bald dude. I have heard I look like the white version of that
show
very much.
Is not my cup of tea.
By that you mean it's not funny, and you're not racist for saying it. Hey. It's just not.
I'm
funny.
Not trying. It's just not funny, and I think maybe they only got a show because they're black and
they're half breeds. They went the Obama style.
Exactly. Comedy Central couldn't go full force just yet.
Hey, listen. If those half-breeds can get a TV show, there's still hope for me.
Yes, there is.
You're Asian you like, half. It's very different.
You're like Asian, Native American, black, and white. Like, we don't really know. It's a mystery.
That Asian half-breed got a TV show, too.
Oh, shit. The
Steve
one who's
Byrne.
Like, yeah, who's half Scottish, Sullivan half Chinese.
Who?
I think he's Irish, because the show's about like running an Irish bar as a half-breed Asian.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. That's literally material for a pilot. Like, how many times...
Such a bad idea. That
show's
awful.
How many times can you just show some drunken Mick stumbling into a bar and being like, what's this chink motherfucker doing pouring my Guinness?
Oh, he's my son.
And then he's like, actually, I'm half Irish. And then, like, turns to the camera and mugs, and then the gong sounds. What the fuck are you going to do?
His sassy mom is, like, a slutty blonde lady that hangs out of the bar all the time, hitting on everyone.
If his last name's Byrne, then the mom's the...
Yeah. Half. And it's clear she's like an Asian American who this is the only role that she can get acting. So I feel bad for her.
Oh, wait. Who's the blonde lady then?
In that show?
I don't know.
I don't think it's a blonde.
I've never fucking
seen
it.
Oh, the old.
What is this, a trick question?
The old lady is blonde and she's famous.
You've actually seen this show?
I haven't. I've just seen commercials.
I tolerated it a couple episodes because I had to support my own kind.
What
and
channel
I was
is it on? Like
TBS
when All American Girl came out?
TBS.
TBS. They didn't play one commercial for that. All I saw during the playoffs so far was that fucking King of the Geek show or whatever.
That show looks terrible.
I'd fuck the shit out of the pink-haired geek.
Even if she's
burping or whatever, and that's her superpower, why she's a geek. God, it's so annoying. Don't get me wrong. I hate that she's like rocking that shtick where it's like, oh, look at me. I burped. I'm a nerd. It's like, no, you look like a fucking punk. You look like Liz Vicious. You look like a goth porn star. And you burped on camera, and I'm supposed to think you're a nerd? No. I want to pound your little pale slice.
Oh, my God.
Dumb
it's
bitch.
It's called Sullivan and Son.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the blonde lady?
I'm going to look it up. But what do you guys think of that wedding band show that's also on TV?
Hold on. Let's pork out the damn intro.
All right.
We got impoppasbasement.com. That's the show's website. Every Monday and Thursday, technically Sunday evening and Wednesday evening, you will find the episodes of this show, an hour long each, uploaded to In Papa's Basement. You're also going to get my writing, which Howard says I need to sell more. So you know what? There's tons of great writing on the website. We've got segments on the Redskins. I do a segment called Ask Papa, which is an advice column.
You can ask questions.
I review movies that I haven't seen yet. And once in a while, I delve into my childhood. That hopefully was weird enough to make me funny.
You know, lately I've been craving a fast food review.
I can do that.
You know what I've been wondering about?
What?
What do you think about Taco Bell's attempt to put good food on their menu?
Had it last Sunday. Can tell you right now.
Or you could just save it for the column.
You tease. You just the head tease. Wow, who's that? I'd pound that fortune cookie.
Funny enough, she's on that Sullivan and Son show. Her name is Vivian Bang on the show.
Bang.
Really?
Hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck. Wish she was named Vivian Swallows, but
and
I'll take it.
The movie called Yes Man. Her name was Sumi.
Really?
That's just
Yes
weird.
Man. The fuck was Yes Man? Was it like Jim Carrey?
Jim
Carrey. Oh, God, it really was? I was kind of joking around. So he just has to say yes, like,
probably.
Instead of liar, liar, where he had to say the truth.
His kid makes a new wish.
Yeah.
His kid from his third marriage makes another
wish. Is he at least, like, married to Jennifer Tilly in that one instead of fucking boring old, what the hell's her name?
Exactly.
I can't remember.
Oh,
that movie's awful.
Mara Tierney. God,
oh, yeah.
She is just the white milk of pussy. She is the white bread, white milk. Hershey's milk chocolate, nothing fancy, vanilla ice cream of pussy in Hollywood. Thanks for following that up, guys.
No, like,
thanks for that fucking dead silence.
I totally blocked her out because all
deafening silence.
I don't even know who she is.
I remember the hot chick in a Liar Liar.
That was in the elevator. Jen Tilly, right? Oh, the hot chick, yeah, from the ad or whatever.
She was in like softcore porn on Skinamax.
What?
I know what I will be jerking to later today.
Jennifer Emmanuel. Tilly?
Emmanuel?
Yeah, it was like about
which
this
of the which
alien.
Of the 46 Emmanuels was she in?
I can't remember. She was like, do you remember the show? It was about like some alien who like took human form in the being of like a really hot chick.
Oh, and did she have to explore sexuality, or was it that her like breed, the males couldn't make space sperm?
It was really just to explore human sexuality. It was a very thin premise to like get this.
I got you.
Hot
so the
naked.
Aliens are watching from above, and they're like, "Why do they do this? Let's make one of ours into the form of theirs, and she will teach us."
And to make it easier on everyone, we'll make her really, really hot.
There you go. Well, they're smart. They know what's going to get banged out.
I cannot remember her name. The name of the show was Emmanuel.
She was also in Liar Liar.
And she was in Liar Liar.
Maura Tierney now has a short haircut, and she looks like an Asian man.
Maura Tierney is just boring. I like her. She's fine as an actress. God, yeah.
Oh, that is an unfortunate pick. Oh. I was going to defend her for being attractive.
I like
me a fucking railroad and a great wall, bitch.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Glad that finally clicked in her brain.
That was hilarious. I was just remembering all the times I watched ER on Thanksgiving.
I think there was like a topless shot or two of her. Like she had small boobs with kind of big areolars for the size, if I recall.
It
like,
is amazing you have a photographic memory of areolas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They look like an owl's feather pattern around the eyes. They're kind of that size. It was back in that era where they would just... The porn was so bad, like dot matrixy looking, that they could kind of just like stick a head onto a different body. And you'd be like, I guess that's the same person. I'm not really sure. Now with Photoshop, the fakes are just flawless, though.
Yeah.
People are like, this is a fake. You're like, shut up. I didn't need to know.
Yeah.
You sold it to me.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, it wasn't the chick with the British accent, was it?
Are we back on the blonde girl from the Chinaman show?
From Liar Liar, I want to know.
No, she's like a brunette with big tits, and the whole thing was in the elevator. Like, she was in the commercial clip. He got in, and he's like, you know, people are only nice to you because... And then it flashes, like, to him nursing
a
punched jaw.
Did she even have a line?
I don't know. Her line was nipple one and nipple two.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. She really did softcore porn, though, so...
Her line was... after you stuck your fucking face between your cans. That's it.
So yeah, check out our IMDb. Yeah, you do the IMDb, man. What are we doing on today's show, my friend?
I'm getting legal advice from your ass. That's what I'm doing.
Shit.
Yeah, fuck you. Focus. Help me.
You realize like the last place you ever want to do that is on a podcast that you broadcast on.
So I can't talk about the old Asian man who sideswiped me is currently avoiding my calls after he promised
surprise.
To pay for damage. Exactly, I know.
Did you get his insurance information?
Oh, I have photographs of his driver's license and his plate. So shit will go down if I want it to. And I do. Because fuck him. He hit my car. Howard, so I shouldn't discuss this in a public forum?
I mean, like, I may not answer the question, basically.
We can skip it. I might have said a couple things about Asians in retrospect in the first 5 or 10 minutes of this episode.
I mean, you could... complain about it to the listeners at home, and yeah, it's up to you, man. Did you want to talk about it, or did you just want to like bitch about it?
Will this hurt my case?
Yeah, you probably don't want to talk about it.
All right,
I don't know if any judge out there is like,
then
let me,
I will pull
let me listen to this.
Actually,
statement.
There was this is something out there. So a law school classmate of my ex was raped in Chicago by a cabbie. And then like
sorry,
her
no,
blog
no love for the Max Katie.
She had a blog that documented like her crazy like antics on drugs.
What?
And so that was used as she was being cross-examined by the guy's defense attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
And so like he was found not guilty.
Did they then play Stone Temple Pilots sex type thing? And that's what nailed it.
So like they actually will look up shit on the internet if somebody's got a good lawyer, and they'll be like, "Oh, this shows why you're not credible. Let me use your words against you."
I don't think this guy is going to be like rocking like a kick-ass lawyer or anything.
No, no, his insurance company will. A Lexus SUV too. So he could lawyer up nicely.
I think his insurance company already has plenty on retainer. So
fuck. Then we won't talk about it. There goes half the show prep. Literally half the show prep.
You can say bad things about Asians though, like that.
Is that the hot check?
We could talk a lot about how Asian. Yeah.
From Liar Liar, I'm still on it.
Show me her tits. I think that's what I remember.
Okay, let me look.
I haven't seen that movie in like 15 years.
Let me look it up. Anywho.
Yes, that's Emmanuel in Space.
That is Emmanuel in Space. Hold on.
Krista Allen. What a porn star name.
Krista Allen. No, it's a little respectable for a porn star
name. She's probably at this point converted to Christianity and like disavows anything to do with that show.
Yeah. Oh, God. She's married to some guy in like Central Texas and they have four blue-eyed children.
They're probably like in one of those crazy California communities. Like California's got some crazy.
Holy shit. Give me that.
Dude, she's unbelievable. That body's like one of the best in world history.
We might need to take a 4-minute break.
World history. She has a world class.
I need my iPad back before you take that break.
That was like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, she had a world class bod.
Fuck me. I mean, it's just like generic white. No, well,
she might live in California now because her next picture, she's like crazy skinny.
She's starting to age in that photo.
Yeah,
let's flip through.
They had her on that show though when she was at her.
Oh, Baywatch mid-90s. I like it. She's got like the Romulan eyebrows in this photo.
She is kind of Romulan. I think that's why I was always into her. She had that Romulan look.
Little should have bit. Never take those implants out. It's all down.
You know, before they made that Star Trek Enterprise show, I was always down for like going to the Star Trek conventions to meet girls dressed up like Vulcans because you know they were crazy in a sack even before that show.
They would be a little too weird. Which one are the Vulcans? Those aren't the Worfs, right?
Those are the emotionless types like Spock.
Okay, those are the Vulcans. And then the Romulans are the asshole nerds. Versions.
Romulans and Vulcans are cousins.
Okay.
Oh
they
my
are
God.
Related secretly.
I am so turned off right now.
Whatever. You're sopping.
It's like a Sahara.
There was the season 3 finale and then the season opener of season... The season 4 opener was like Spock secretly on Romulus on Next Generation, so it was cool. That was like a back-to-back.
Weren't the Romulans just like Vulcans in blackface, kind of?
No, actually, they were more...
They were darker, though. Like, they were meant to look like the uppity Sicilians of the race.
They were more Sicilian-like, because the Arabs are the Ferengi. The Ferengi are supposed to be like the
shifty dealers.
Yeah, the shiesty Middle Easterners.
What are you looking up, Arena?
Because, you know, Ferengi women are not allowed to wear clothes.
I didn't get that into the show. I stopped after Next Generation. I watched the original with Captain Kirk fucking women to get out of, like...
You stopped when you realized that no amount of Star Trek knowledge is going to get you laid.
The irony of the original series.
I only got into it later in life, like at the start of my radio career when I was working overnights and Hulu like wasn't bad yet. They had all of the original Star Treks on. And because to me, pop culture is the highest knowledge. I was like, oh my God, this is like finding the Dead Sea Scrolls. Like, I now know what people are talking about. Like the fucking, you know, speaking of Jim Carrey, the Spock and Kirk fighting to the death thing that's parodied in Cable Guy. I watched that firsthand. You don't remember that?
Maybe a touch. I was probably busy getting drunk or laid.
I was, too, at that age. You know, I've only become a square in the past couple of years, so piss off. I can still retain things. But I came to love that show because there was just this vibe in late 60s, early 70s culture where the men were just allowed to be virile and they could seduce their way out of situations that they just don't have anymore. And I hate... That the pendulum of sexuality has so swung over to the female side. Like back then, you would have Connery as Bond, and it would be like, James, there's this Russian female spy. He's like, I'm on it, you know?
Yeah, there was the attitude back then of you can't, like, I'm not gonna take no for an answer. And then eventually they got laid.
These guys acted manly as fuck.
Yeah.
And they showed the woman getting beguiled. It would be like, oh, I'm fucking wet. I got to listen to what this dude's saying now. And then the guy would play him. And ever since, I want to say, the early 80s or maybe even the late 70s, maybe it was a feminist thing or what, but it's firmly in the other direction of like, oh, Little Miss Tits coming in and shaking her pair. And then the guy's like, well, gosh, miss, here's the keys to the jail.
Our small brains have grown. That's what's happened.
It's fucked, man. I really miss the days where it was like Captain Kirk. It's like, Spock's in jail. I've got to fuck the jailer, you know? And he would do it.
He will get you out.
He would just pork this green skin bitch and like lean over and fling the keys to Bones and he'd get Spock out. And then she'd turn around and they're both holding their phasers. And it's like, how could you do this to me, James? And then they, you know, he joins us like, ha, 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 stupid bitch. And they all shoot her to death or whatever.
I've heard some people talk about this, like TV, you could have a little bit more of like a cat and mouse where like woman's playing hard to get. She might even like act like she doesn't want to be with the guy at all. But eventually, like, they're on the same page. Kirk gets his, Bond gets his. She's happy too. And now part of the problem is like you hear the word no. And like we're now being trained like, hey, all right,
no,
I respect your
no
choice. I'm going to go home now. And that's just like people walking away because they're like,
men have
does that mean no, no? Or is that no,
neutered,
like, hey, give it another shot in about 20 minutes?
Exactly. Men have been so neutered. I've talked about this before on the show. I thank God every day when I started listening to rap music. Before that, my entire view of how to handle women came from fucking pining songs by white dudes with guitars. Like, if I could only smell your scrunchie, you know, or whatever.
It took me a long time to realize that, like, the guys in Bread were douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you listen to rap, and yeah, it's about chicks fighting to get to a dude's dick and fucking kicking her out 30 seconds after you've blown your wad. And passing her around like a fucking nitrous-filled balloon.
Till 6 a.m.
Exactly. And it just showed me, I'm not saying dudes have to be in control all the time. It's just whatever gender you are, it doesn't define if you can be in control. If you want to be in control sexually, you can, as a man or a woman.
Right.
And that's like a lesson that has been lost to men, I think, nowadays. Like, it's fine. It's gone so much in the other direction because women feel they're just so safe about everything. And I'm not saying they shouldn't feel safe. I'm not advocating rape here. But it's like guys have gotten to the point women have to do all the choosing and
yeah,
all the picking.
Yeah, no, it's just
because
like
guys have been so defanged. And then women are like, God, these guys are really pussies. It's like, well, what do you want? It's the yeah end result of all this.
I don't like
this
making all these decisions.
Yeah, people, regardless of gender, they like having choices made for them. 99 out of 100 people
yeah
like shit getting done for them. Like, if yeah you're the one that approaches a girl and you're the aggressor, she's gonna like it. I'm not saying rip off her top and start sucking her tits at the bar aggression. I'm saying, hey, that girl's hot across the bar. Walk over and say hi.
I do like getting a free meal from a guy that thinks he's gonna get some, but then really,
oh,
no,
you're a piece
no
of shit. Don't get me wrong.
As long as you're not ordering the lobster.
Oh, the lobster for sure.
Oh, God. Why would wow you do that?
Double lobster.
Screw that.
Oh, man.
I don't cough up much unless, like, I'm dating the girl. That's just my philosophy. Like, if we haven't screwed yet, you're not getting much out of me. Like, we're going to go out for coffee. I might get you a couple beers or some shit or a burger. Like, to me, the dinners and stuff, that's a reward for being a girlfriend.
Oh, interesting.
Any guy who's out there trying to seduce women with food, you get what you deserve. So actually, what you're doing is fine.
Why don't you seduce a woman with alcohol? Then you both get what you want.
Like Rouhypnol? What?
Like, you get ass because she doesn't remember to say no.
No, I refuse. I refuse to fuck a drunk girl unless I'm easily as drunk. Like, if I'm shit-faced and she's shit-faced, that's fine.
It's a good rule.
But, like, if she's even tipsy and I'm sober, I'm just like, why are you so conservative? Why can't you be a whore when sober? I hate you. I can't tell you how many girls I've, like, just fucking put to bed who are, like, trying, like, fighting to suck my cock. And I'm just like, you're drunk. Be like this in the morning. And then they wake up, they're like, what happened? And I'm like, well, you wanted to fuck me then. They're like, stop it. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, man.
Fucking oh, man. Seeing Austin Powers where he turned down a drunk Elizabeth Hurley changed my life. That's how I knew it was wow chivalrous. Austin did it.
That's such a good movie.
What would Austin do? And the answer is not tit fuck the most amazing pair on earth because it was drunk.
Are they still nice?
I'd still, holy, I can't think of many women even at this age for Elizabeth Hurley that I'd pick over her. I mean, mid-90s Elizabeth Hurley does not get fucking hotter than that. The British accent, the dark hair, the light skin, Austin. Blue eyes or whatever. Oh, shit. I want to beat off just hearing you do that.
She's married to an Australian cricket player now.
Oh, she got remarried after getting knocked up by the trillionaire?
Yes.
Funny. Funny how many really attractive women just fuck billionaires.
She's and then married to like an Indian guy,
yeah,
right?
Afterwards.
He's also like pretty freaking rich.
Who?
The guy she's married to
Was
now.
The baby daddy Indian the guy. Indian?
No.
I don't know whose ethnicity is
the
what.
The trillionaire. I don't think they got married, though.
Get it straight so I can hate her for being a traitor to the race.
I'm doing my research. So good at this.
Whatever, you're Greek. You're barely white.
I know. I so am. And like I said,
just talk to some English people. They're so pissed about Greece and the EU.
No, we're dirty, screaming brown people in the fucking streets just like goddamn Egyptians or something. What do you want? I don't consider myself white.
Yeah, you and Egyptians peas
in a pod. I do for like the purposes of hilarious racism.
Yes.
But I'm not that white.
Dude, she's almost 50. That's awesome.
I don't give a shit. She's that girl's so
smoking.
Good looking still.
Yeah, smoking.
She's even pooped out a kid from her front butthole. I don't care.
Oh, man.
She is hot.
Okay, how was she married to this guy from 2007 to 2011, but her partner, Shane Warne, was from 2010 to present?
Because, like, divorces take a while to process.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good point.
She was with Hugh Grant for 13 years.
Yeah.
I forgot about that, actually.
Oh, yeah. That was...
Till the hooker incident, the trans hooker.
I thought they
stuck around. They stuck around for a little bit after that. You're absolutely right, Howard. That was right when I was awakening sexually, if you will. And by that, I mean masturbating. And...
You saw that Divine Brown pick, and we're like, bam!
Fuck Divine Brown. Fuck Divine Brown. Oh, that skagged out whore. Oh, my God. Like, there's nothing worse than those, like, the veiny pockmarks of, like, the black hooker. You know what I mean? Like, the track marks don't look sexy on any color of skin, but there's something very weird about it on a black chick.
Hey, but be real. Don't you, like, sympathize with Hugh, at least on the principle of, like, people are like, I can't believe he hit that when he was getting Elizabeth Hurley at home.
100% sympathize. I wanted to, even at my young age, because I think Howard Stern had already been educating me properly, he was on Jay Leno, and Jay Leno's first question, which was, I guess, supposed to be the voice of America, tug, 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 spurt, spurt, bullshit. Right. He's like, what the hell were you thinking? And the audience loses their fucking mind, like Jesus just walked out on water. And it's like, do you not have a dick, Jay?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. You have to be the safe middle of the road, but I'll tell you exactly what he's thinking. I'm fucking a really hot girl for the millionth time. I'd rather stick it into an overripe melon sometimes just for some variety. Right. Howard Stern, again, getting back to him, back when he was funny, he once brilliantly said, somewhere out there, there's a man who's tired of having sex with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. I don't care how attractive your partner is. And even how much you love them, sometimes, now I'm going to quote Clown,
right?
The movie from last episode.
Please bring it.
They
sometimes
say,
you
want to
put your dick in a pencil sharpener.
Sometimes being horny makes us do awful things to the people we love.
This is absolutely true.
That's it. Sometimes, as a dude, you just get fucking worked up and you want to plow anything that isn't the gorgeous woman you have at home. She can be the best thing on earth. And you're like, I'd rather fuck the Tub of Guts 3 at the bar in front of me who just served me mozzarella sticks because it's different.
Yeah.
It's just a different thing to look at.
And there might be more orifices on her.
It's just, play the flower game. It's just
what
very.
What does that even mean?
I know. What
throw
that
down
is.
The flower to some find petals. The wet spot, then fuck it.
We're not going to the strip club anymore. I take all that back.
You've just learned something new today.
I want to unlearn it.
It's the only way I can describe it to a woman. And I don't think you guys are wired that differently, by the way. Like, biologically, there's really no reason.
I like how you look at me and Howard when you see that.
When I talk about vagina. Biologically, there's no reason you guys are really hardwired to be particularly more faithful than men. Like, as cavemen, we just had to fuck all the time to keep the species going because, like, you could get a cough from a woolly mammoth and your entire family would die. Like, we just died left and right back then.
I have heard from...
It was like the game Lemmings.
Unverified sources have told me that women do bond with partners more so than men.
I'll believe that.
I think it's more like, we're like, oh, I don't have to try anymore if I just stoop this one for the rest of my life. Nice.
I think women cheat just as much, honestly. They're duplicitous in it.
I think
maybe if even more, because they're always looking for the best seed.
I think the complexity of like female genitalia makes it so that like once a dude figures out how to work your machinery, it's kind of a pain in the ass to teach somebody else how to do that. I think that's one reason why.
To make them go through the training program.
You have to make sure. Like,
well, each
you could meet
girl
a great guy,
has her
right?
particular then, stuff, yeah. but I mean, but dudes are like that too, to some extent.
Getting a man off, pretty easy.
It is pretty
I don't think
easy.
It's hard. With a woman, like some men are just bad at it. Really bad at it. And you can't tell just by looking at them, right? Do you have a test when you go out and meet a guy? It's like, I bet this dude is terrible at sex.
No, sometimes it's just sadly found out later.
Exactly. You don't know.
No, you
Whereas,
don't know.
Like, for a dude, it's like, yeah, any vagina will do today.
Yeah, also, we got to know what you're packing in there, and that's always a mystery.
Like, for me, I'll be honest, it is more due to condoms than anything else. But using a condom, man, there's only a couple positions that'll really get me off. Like, they're just, they ruin my sensitivity that much. And same thing with head. Like, I need a certain... I was going to say a certain thing done, but you're just instantly going to think I'm talking about, like, four fingers in my asshole.
That's where my mind went.
No, like, I can't tell you how many girls will literally just do the mouth. And any woman listening to me right now, use fucking hand action while sucking dick.
Well, we were kind of just like, I think we think, like, look how awesome I am with my mouth. Do you really need hand action, too?
And the answer is yes, bitch.
Yes.
Stop peacocking about.
You
it's
can never do
good.
One or the other because y'all don't know what you're doing with your hands by themselves either.
Well, they just get so lazy with their hands. I mean, you remember first beating off. I had to alternate arms because I'd wear each one out. Like, it was the same thing, you know, the first time you go to the gym, you do the bench, and the next day you're like, I feel like I was beaten into a gang yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like Private Pyle after I got the soap party.
I think, like, women were just like, how amazing this must be for you. My mouth is on your penis. What more can you need?
Exactly. And it's like, oh, honey, if you knew the vice-like grip I applied to my own cock, your mouth is nothingness. You are a pleasant breeze.
You're like, I almost pull it off on a minutely basis.
And it just, I've never seen a woman, like, you have to alternate the hand and the mouth and get the right thing going. And then I'll be done in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like that ain't, you get it working. You know what I mean? It's like working a stubborn engine. Like you pull out the clutch just enough. Like once you learn how to do it, that car is starting pretty frequently.
And hands down guaranteed, John will definitely buy you dinner.
Fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? I love eating too. I love food.
I'm real hungry after this.
I hate paying bar tabs.
Too bad she'll be full, though.
Like, bar tabs can suck my ass, where it's like, oh, you had 8 margaritas. Very nice. But if you're like, we both crushed some steaks, shit, yeah. That's fine. You know, you're...
Oh, so you do that for a date, even before you had sex with a chick.
I do not like doing heavy tabs for any sort of date before we're screwing.
Okay.
Like,
fair is fair.
Pretty much, we need to be fucking, and then I'll treat you like nice financially. But until then, screw you. I'll buy you a Starbucks coffee.
You're not invested yet.
Exactly. Too many guys are just like, oh, I took her to this, and I did that, and I did this, and she didn't screw me. It's like, well, yeah, that's not what women use to determine if they want to get fucked by you.
She already got what she wanted.
Yeah. In fact, it sends the wrong message, honestly, that you don't value yourself enough that you have to pay to enter her. I'm like, shit, no, man. Yeah,
when I got friends who go like way deep when they first meet a girl, I'm like, you can't keep this up, dude.
You're a chump.
You're not, you just can't keep this up. You have to talk to her at some point, man. Otherwise, your credit card bill, you're going to be paying that off for years just for like one girl you dated for 3 months.
I'm extra upset because you would have never gotten laid.
Not even that. Like 1 in 4 times, I'm like, you're covering it. one in five times, you're paying for dinner. All of it.
I always
I get almost all of them. You do it once in a while.
I pay for the first date, and then usually, like, there's the, at least, it's usually heartfelt, but sometimes you can tell it's a little fake when, you know, girl offers to pay for, like, at least half or something. I always say, listen, you get the next one. That lets her at least get, like, one free.
Yeah, I say that too, and sometimes
free.
I mean it.
I always mean it.
Sometimes they do.
I'm
get
not
the
just like saying that
one.
To be nice about paying for like a one date and then she goes off and never sees me again. Which sometimes that's the out. I'm saying, hey, you know what? You didn't like this? Fine. I got this.
No, I've learned straight up you're not getting any kind of expensive date out of me until like we've fooled around to a decent extent.
I'll do one. But I'm dead fucking serious.
I've tried to do the chivalrous shit before and you're like, fuck, I'm out like a couple hundy and we've held hands. And then you just get bitter fast.
That's when you start fantasizing about the men of the 60s.
Exactly. Fucking bomb. Oh, my God. I just watched From Russia with Love earlier today before
nice.
Clown.
Oh, that chick was
pumping. Oh, the blonde was great.
My
but
gosh.
Yeah, the brunette, he's about to fuck. And then he gets the call from Moneypenny. And she's in the background like, James, why aren't you fucking me? And he like almost smacks her. He's like, it's work, bitch. Shut up. Yeah. You're making me look bad. Trying to get promoted, you dumb slit. And I'm trying to fuck Moneypenny too. You're
Money
screwing
Penny,
it up.
Terrible name.
Moneypenny. Moneypenny was great.
Moneypenny
fuck the
still
shit
great.
Out of Moneypenny.
I would still fuck the shit
I
out of
Moneypenny. I want to be senior spy. Yeah,
there you go. I love that she was like listening to the tape of the other girl trying to fuck James and she's getting a wet one on.
Yeah.
Moneypenny knew how to swing, man. Moneypenny would like get nailed by James and then fucking get off on showing the new girl how it was done. She's like,
what?
No, you work his balls like this. Like those fucking Chinese calming things that you do in a clockwise motion in your hand. That's what you do, bitch. See, I got this bond on lockdown.
Damn.
Wait, there was a threesome in that movie?
I'm saying in real life.
Oh.
In real fake James Bond life. Once the cameras were off.
I guarantee.
And the characters continue to exist.
Exactly. Oh, fucking goddamn right. James trenched out some chicks while Moneypenny just watched.
Speaking of Russians, can I show you the big video happening in Russia?
Oh, huh?
I showed it to Howard. It's just a girl showing her panties the whole time.
Oh, yeah, you will enjoy it. You will enjoy
it. I didn't hear anything I didn't like so far.
Russian panties, girls.
So what is, do you remember the name of the group? It's a girl group in Russia that's like hyper-produced. Like, you can tell vocally.
I remember Tattoo.
I'll put it this way.
Yeah, Tattoo was
I
on
fucking
the Russian
love
news.
Tattoo musically. They got naked once they were legal.
They were on the Russian news saying that this group will never work out because of what happened to Tattoo. Because they split up from like making out or something. And
well, the whole thing was they were jailbait lesbians. I loved Tattoo. Holy shit, Tattoo. Tattoo made good goddamn music.
Yeah.
I don't even have just the Tattoo album. I have like a Russian bootleg Tattoo album.
That's
hot. Like all their shit together.
That's hot.
Hold on. I got to play Robot by Tattoo now. That's their jam as far as I'm concerned. Hold on.
Oh, no. Am I playing this? Let me turn that off.
So the song for this Russian video.
Hold on. Pass it over to me.
I'll say this. Like, the girl group that we're talking about, the hot.
They're called Cerebro.
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 Cerebro. Like, they're three chicks. It's obvious that the unattractive one is the one in the driver's seat.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a very mediocre brunette. Next to her, a stone-cold minimum eight of a brunette. And then some dummy in the back seat that I can't really see.
But watch what she's
really
doing.
Hot,
she's
though.
Just panty flashing you in from the back seat.
She's hold
the
on.
They're I'm all looking really hot, actually. I saw them on
all right,
Russian
screw
news.
Screw any of them. Are you kidding me? Oh, they're sucking phallic lollipops now. And they're going pretty
I
deep
think
down.
And they're putting condoms on them, too, at one point.
Nice.
They're like,
and they're wearing glasses
we shot
in
this
one
video
scene.
For 40 rubles.
Yeah.
We drove around
oh,
in the
love
car.
It. Yeah. Oh, they are. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then
I would say the
they
Russian women are just whores.
All the time.
Like, I love them, but
well,
they're just fucking whores.
My theory on these girls were like, they were like one day, like, we could be either webcam stars or take this in our car.
Oh my God. You go to chatterbait.com. I can't tell you how many Russian girls are just there. And you can always, for some reason, recognize them. Even though to the untrained eye, you just be like, white girl, you can always pick out a Ruski face.
You can.
There's just something slightly exotic to it.
People always
think
I'm just
good.
Straight up white. I'm like, I was actually born there.
They are, there's just a dirtiness to Russian women.
The song is terrible.
You can just buy them. They're like, is it true rich enough American man can cure my herpes?
That I got from Vladimir behind.
It looks like angry bees attacked my vagina. Hold on, I gotta put on tattoos, robot.
Please do. But yeah, the one who's like the least attractive of the three in that video, I'm pretty sure she's probably the one with pipes. Not that she's the greatest of singer, but it's what makes them like modestly.
I am a robot.
They are no tattoo.
I will say that. I am a robot. Cold heart.
I fucking love this song. I hope this is the Russian lyrics one.
Robot. Robot. It obviously is.
This is the gay shit I listen to on my own.
UN Howard.
Yes. I used to fucking love this song.
I heard this at one of my parents' birthday parties.
It's a great tune, man. I'm sorry. The gay dudes know music. Like, I'll listen to the stuff they hate too, but fuck. You know this got blasted at like some Moscow queer club for a long time. This got played into the ground.
This is mainstream Russian music. Thank you very much.
Well, I think everything in Europe is just very dance music.
Yeah, very gay.
You know who? Mm-mm-mm. It starts out at the gay club. That's where you get like the forefront of good.
I told you that. I'm teaching Howard how to learn dance moves.
That's wrong. I learned that from David Bowie.
Because this is David Howard's Bowie. Version of dancing.
What are we watching?
Hands on the hip.
I've just quit. I'm listening to Robot right now. You guys, you've got 30 seconds to do whatever the fuck you want.
That's not how you danced the other day. He's just doing the robot right now. My microphone was standing here.
It's not even like a real robot.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no,
he
it's
does like,
like
the shimmy.
There was a black
dude. And
he's
like, this is how I'm going to get checked at the club.
Hold on. Everyone's going ape shit. They think it's goddamn summer break because Tattoo's playing. He looks like the black guy who would randomly do the robot in several second season episodes of The Chappelle Show. Like that they would just work into a random scene. That's how Howard does the robot.
Yeah, that one dude.
Where he just has the one move. Yeah, he's doing the karate chop hands up and down while twisting at the waist.
Robots don't really have a lot of moves, Papa.
I don't know. You can do the arm flail danger, but I suppose the actual classical breakdancing robot, then yes.
I have a tight left hamstring. That's why I can't dance.
Right, that's why. Has nothing to do with being you know what.
Asians can dance, just not this one.
I don't count putting on a Hello Kitty skirt and jumping up and down dancing.
Look, I can dunk like an Asian, but I dance like a white guy.
That's not good.
Hey, Yao Ming could throw it down. Jeremy Lin, not terrible. Not terrible on dunking. I'm telling you, there's something weird about white dudes dunking. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't look good.
Jeremy Lin.
Whereas, like, I've seen a couple of Asians do it. They're all right. Chinaman can throw it down. I
wish I had an opinion on that subject.
To be fair, I will say, though, like, there was a poll taken among NBA players maybe, like, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
They asked, who would you most like to dunk on?
Was it just 10 white faces deep?
What's that?
Was it just 10 white faces deep?
Everybody wanted to dunk on Yao Ming. Everybody's like, I cannot wait to dunk on the Chinaman. They just all wanted a piece.
Because he's like the one. He sticks out. They remember him.
He's the tall, skinny guy. Like, that is the tallest, skinniest guy.
They're like, I
mean, do they expect
him
to just go like, oh, great shame.
Because it was more of a challenge, though. Like, Sean Bradley was that tall, but it just, you're also guilty dunking on him. A lot of NBA players, like, you'd see him dunk on Sean Bradley, and it's like they were playing a Special Olympics team. Like, they just looked like they felt bad about it afterwards.
Like, it's okay, white boy.
I don't know. I'm just reaching for ways we can parlay this into the next story. And all I can think about is how I cut off why I was talking about like Hugh Grant and my sexual awakenings like 30 minutes ago. Hold on, I'll need that in a second. This was back when we didn't have computer porn and you had to just jack off to random images.
All right.
At the back of Time magazine, there was like a one-page people section, and it was just like celeb news. And one of them, which I used to pound off to all the time, was Anna Nicole Smith in like a pink boa. Like, I just ripped
she
that page off.
Awesome in the 90s.
I got miles to that thing.
Because she was dead in the 2000s? Is that why?
I would have fucked her 6 weeks
she died,
of the ground.
Which is the real problem.
Well, she got thin again. Yeah. Like, because of amphetamine.
I think that's how she died.
Yeah.
But there was a brilliant caption where it was Elizabeth Hurley for the premiere of I forget which one of his shitty soft-spoken movies where he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm the bumbling Englishman.
Yeah.
And it was
something about
this
a hill.
Dress like held together by clothespins.
The black Versace dress?
Yes.
That was the first I've thing that popped up when I Googled her.
I've never seen tits looked so good. And the caption was Britain's greatest pair. Nice. I was like, fuck, that was like worthy of an AC/DC lyric. That was goddamn brilliant. And I jerked off to it a million times. It worked on two levels.
A journalist with a sense of humor.
So, okay, what am I looking at? This is the girl group?
Yeah.
This is the one that, what are they called?
Cerebro. Google their images.
Cerebro.
On your way to In Papa's basement, you can Google.
Well, we'll Cerebro. We'll do Cerebro. Oh my God! What is this one picture of them like?
Oh my God! I bet fucking. I bet I could get them on the show. Trick some Russians into thinking that.
No, they had like this gray matter dripping out of their mouths, like they sucked off aliens.
What? Let me see that.
Holy shit! No, all three of them. They just have this gray trail leaking down their tits from their mouths.
Chernobyl sex party.
Get the dude with the three dicks.
No, look, it's like they blew the Terminator. Check that shit out.
I can't handle this. No, this doesn't make any sense.
It's great. It's fucking, it's like the Got Milk times 100. Oh. Like, that's just jizz. It's
got
like they sucked
semen.
The Tin Man. Yeah.
Wow.
Holy shit. That's the.
Other than that, it's a classy picture of them in their underwear covering
semen.
Up their nipples.
They're great. Although I do miss the ginger factor of tattoo.
Yeah.
I love a ginger. Fuck me.
Even
I'm sure for
fake.
Enough money, one of them will
no,
die.
No, I hate
ginger.
Fake ones. I dislike fake gingers. The only fake gingers I will tolerate, listen to me, like I wouldn't fuck any shape or woman. But the only like ones that don't piss me off where they're so fair-skinned and blonde that if they dye their hair red, you wouldn't even like flinch. But I hate it if you're like a brunette.
An
and
imposter.
You bleach your hair and then dye it red. Get the fuck out of here. You look like Kim Possible or some shit, like some sort of cartoon character. BS. Sorry, I'm flipping through these Cerebro pictures.
Those chicks are hot. Thanks, Russian news.
No, they look like just such Russian whores.
The
like,
Russian
seriously,
channel
go
is
to
like the
chatterbait.com and you will see probably it is the members of Cerebro fucking getting off for cigarettes and tokens.
It's their sisters.
Oh my God. They're great looking.
Holy moly.
From Russia with love.
No doubt.
It's just dirty. Everyone at home is masturbating. Papa can't wait to
John,
get
man,
home.
We got a show. Like, you can't just like.
Fuck.
There's fat material.
Here's a see-through picture.
Fat
oh,
for later.
Shit. Why do you have duct tape over your nipples?
The internet can wait, homie. Let's.
Oh, God. And then here they are holding their boobs. And they have their hands down the front of their
all
panties.
Right, taking this away.
There's nothing sexier than seeing the hand outline underneath panty fabric. Fuck, I love that. Fuck, that is the best.
Yeah.
How much is
they
left?
They look like a Victoria's Secret Angels commercial.
I got some beatings to do. Some whoopings to administer to my pen
that
wah,
is
as the French call it.
Ridiculously hot.
Shit, show me.
No, it's the one you just
the
showed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. It's great, right?
Like you were describing it, it wasn't doing a whole lot because it was coming out of your mouth while
exactly.
I was
looking you're
at
just
you.
Seeing my
just
what?
Looking
this
at
is,
fucking bearded
I think this
mall.
This other one's from their gun video.
Holy shit!
They're just like ass in the air and thigh highs.
They're just presenting. They're just like beasts in heat.
I'm telling
wafting,
you,
just wafting their heat scent.
They didn't want to be Russian porn stars, so they chose to write some bad songs. Good for them.
I've never seen Russian porno. Have you?
I've seen foreign porno. I never bothered to identify
I've
the language.
I've seen, like, German porno. You can identify Russian pretty easily. I don't think
what
I've ever
fuck?
Seen it.
This one has her panties off in this picture.
But she's covering her snatch.
The rest of them got to wear panties. I don't know why she had to.
Maybe she dropped a deuce and she's airing it out.
I think she went Kim Jong on that scene.
I'm going to end this. I can't concentrate after that shit. You can't show me that much hot stuff and then be like, hey, John, get your brain
this
back
is
to
gross.
Work.
Let's get back to normal.
Why? What?
I can't even
you
like
think
pay
I
attention
don't
to
masturbate these? Typically 20 minutes after the show. I get in the door. I lock it.
I thought we were all going to go out for drinks, but apparently not.
No.
Yeah. I thought we were going to go out for drinks, too, because no. It was just Howard's birthday. He's 21
oh.
again.
Why are you fucking Pearl Harboring me like this?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure that...
Because Howard's part Asian, that's
you
why.
Realize we're going to go out and he's just going to be really distracted. It's going to be gross.
That's yeah, okay. You'll know why. Because every time I move my leg, it's brushing up against the head of my stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to say negative. Like, there's no reason to guilt him in
Shut
his current state
up,
of mind.
Howard.
Thank you.
I like late. How you're, like, flinching away from me like I'm about to hit you or something.
No, I'm just like, You don't know what you're getting into. You haven't known him as long
as I have. You don't know the depth.
This man has a place to be.
And it's not a place that you or I want to be. I came in with my shirt unbuttoned so he wouldn't yell at me for being late.
Yeah, but you didn't actually like pull out the bra.
And I think I know how his mind worked.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to when you get the fake tits. I'll say that.
These are pretty good so far.
I mean, when does it happen? Undo another button. Make us happy. Hold up. It's actually getting undone. There you go.
Bam. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, I can't wait till those bats get corked. That'll be fun. Maybe then I'll actually enjoy this goddamn show.
If you live through it. Oh, maybe.
Oh, what a brilliant tie-in. Fucking A. I love it when people go back to old shit.
Mm. Tune in next week to see if Papa John's still alive and Howard apparently too.
That's the intro song.
I'm the only one with a dirty nose, but it's paying off. I get to live.
Oh, God. And that's what's really so bad. It didn't even intercept the sawdust boogers before they formed. Fuck you. Neither of you have done woodwork like me.
Oh, I've done some woodwork.
Oh.
Yay.
Coming on strong at the end. Two laughs and a titty. Howard Slackett. Howard might have lost in the last leg.
I definitely like. I hate not being a woman sometimes because I was bringing it strong all
God,
day.
God, I though. Wish we could isolate that. I hate not being a woman.
Just show Sean. Oh, you don't have to show like a full areola or anything, man. You just like went for cleavage and suddenly I'm in the doghouse.
Yep.
Well, how often do you even like get like you just see a girl and you're like, oh, let's see some more of that tit. She's like, okay. I mean,
when she's been doing her show for 2 months.
The Crystal City restaurant. Yeah. There you go.
I took him there, actually.
Yeah.
What, for the birthday?
Just for a minute.
Briefly, we went in.
Jesus Christ.
The
you
girls
guys,
were hot.
They were pretty good.
Well, yeah. Pretty any good. Any dancer at a pasty-only bar is probably better than a full nude dancer.
Where were you?
Because the full... I wasn't told about any strip club. I would have been there.
No, that was...
That wasn't
was,
on the agenda.
That was not on the agenda. That was not.
Yeah, but... Chicks do the full nude strip club a lot of times because they've already pooped out the kid.
Okay.
You don't they need don't to make a ton that. Of money, you know, which you won't at a non-full nude strip club.
These
and we all know that motherhood
well.
Destroys the figure. So there you go. You get the good ones at the pasty bars. Now, does Crystal City offer lap dances or no?
I don't think so. But the girls will come sit next to you.
Oh, and beg you for dollars to shove into their little fucking Hello Kitty lunchboxes.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Fuck off.
I forget, like, strip clubs are so different on the East Coast. Like, in Texas, they always had really, really young girls at strip clubs. I was 18 myself at the time when I was in Texas, so it was okay. But I went to this one strip club in Corpus Christi, Texas. And, like, one of the older strippers, she wasn't, like, that attractive. But
she
came
24.
And, like, sat and just hung out with us to talk because she was bored. It was a slow night.
She was like, do you remember the Bush presidency? Not the recent one, the first one. That golf war
up,
was nice.
When the hottest chick got up on stage, this chick was fine. She was like, hey, that girl you see right there, she's 17.
What?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
And she was telling us, matter of fact,
I
like,
would have left faster than me after the show. I would have been like, I am seeing 17-year-old titty. Kaboing.
No, but this is why I knew it was true. She was like, see that guy that's standing right there? That's her boyfriend. She's only allowed to dance when he's here so he can see what other guys are doing. And it was just kind of like letting...
I've been part of that kind of arrangement. That doesn't really confirm her age. I briefly dated a stripper who was being stalked by her skinhead ex, and he would show up in the audience, and
dang,
there was just like
man.
This big shaven-headed motherfucker.
That's whack.
Yeah, I got out of it pretty quickly because she had a kid, too. But
Howard actually said he didn't love being in the strip club because it was really depressing, which I kind of agree with him.
It's a rare breed of guy that can actually get into it because I think a lot of dudes, first of all, they'll see it as pathetic. Which, meh, if you want to, you
it
want to.
It just makes me feel better about myself.
It's good. But if you're just there to, like, have a good time and throw down some money, I don't see anything that sad.
It depends on the place to me. Like, a lot of places I'm not... It's all about vibe at strip clubs to me. Like, when you go in and, like, it's visible to the, like, plain eye that, like, several of the girls are addicted to meth, I hate that. That was pretty common in
Texas.
That's
because you were in Texas.
I was going to say, like, where the fuck are
it's
you?
Like, oh, my gosh. Everybody
here's
here does
cocaine.
Meth.
They're classy.
Yeah,
okay?
I've never been to a meth club before.
But you spend so much time in West Virginia, which is ironic.
No, I do Baltimore and West Virginia.
West Virginia.
But it's like the
Baltimore's
West Virginia 2 feet over the Virginia border.
There's some nice places on the West Virginia border.
Yeah. I go to them.
I think Vixens is the one where people go on dates, right? There's usually like a bunch of dudes. It's you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of times the dates end up on stage. It's the fucking hottest thing on earth.
Vixens is great because, yeah, like there's a, like,
it's like
women,
dude,
get into
I just
it.
Saw your chick's tits. Like, they have a fucking great.
Because they also have the bull riding machine there, don't they?
No. They have a piston cage for the amateurs where they're like pretty much blocked off from guys molesting them. And they dance in that as it kind of rides up and down.
No, I meant literally like there's like anybody can go ride the mechanical bull.
There's not a mechanical bull there.
Who had the mechanical bull in Charlestown? No one.
That would be Legs, probably.
Legs has it, okay.
Yeah.
Charlestown is just great. Because, I mean, like, they give you other shit to do instead of just like, hey, all right, titties.
Like, get gonorrhea. They can do that for a while. Strip club mechanical bull.
You know, like, when it's like going to the casino. You spend all your money, like, immediately if you don't watch yourself. So you really got to, like, spread out the gambling. Same thing at a strip club. You can't just, like, throw all your dollars at the first girl you see. You need something to take your mind off of it for a minute so you, like, spread out the experience. That's why I ride the bull.
Spread out your dollar bills.
I try to do that. I always get thrown if a Latin broad gets in my face. For some reason, I'm not even saying like they're my favorite overall, but something about Latina strippers, if they just put like the fucking big old Latina areola in my face or the big Latin ass.
That's fed like 15 children already.
Shut up. Shut up. Don't ruin this for me. I'm just like, oh, okay, what do you want? I'll do it.
Is it because they're close to the Greeks?
I don't know. I have a lot of female archetypes that I would consider like my tier one pieces of ass. Most girls that know me and talk to me, if they're like, what is John's favorite piece of ass? They would say like olive-ish complexion, brunette, brown eyes.
The kind that'll let them penetrate it.
Yeah, exactly. My type is the one that will fuck me and not scream rape the next day. But your average chick would say John is into, yeah, like a very Latin looking girl. Or even like a touch darker than that.
Yeah.
Not like Kim Cole's darker, but fucking a little bit darker.
It's just funny that for the amount of N-bombs you drop, you do love to go balls deep on like a black chick, which is awesome. Because
yeah,
because
I don't actually hate
like
black.
Exactly. It's the irony of it. But it's like that's people need to just stop being like, oh, that's so wrong. Obviously, you're racist now.
Sure, no.
People
I mean,
are pretty wise about it. Like, you can tell when white people don't like black people. It's just,
yeah,
it's,
that's
it's not in what they say. It's how they act.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes. I would love to hire you here. I will certainly call you. Please touch nothing on the way out.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like, there's,
keep clapping your hands so I know you're not stealing anything. Give me that old-timey rhythm to tap my foot
to. And that's just what they say to Spanish people.
No, I mean, shit, I've shown you the X or what?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she was not light. Put it that way.
I also have a taste for all colors. If they're hot, they're hot.
Exactly. Why limit yourself?
Yeah,
exactly.
this is probably the least white thing I will say. If I had to pick, well, actually, if we're going down the pyramid, my absolute least favorite is like very, very, very dark sister. I'm sorry. And again, I fucked them too.
I disagree with you there, but
anyway. I don't. I like it if they kind of have the whitish features. They can be any skin color as long as they kind of have whitish.
Oh yeah, like black
features.
Chicks with like a small, tiny like LaToya Jackson nose. For some reason, that's hot.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's actually just I don't like the receding chin that can occur on very, very dark sisters.
See, you don't.
I call
plan.
It Simpson's chin, where it's just lip into neck.
You don't plan like long term.
That's hillbilly neck.
Yeah, it's that too. You can find it on white trash. What were you saying?
I'm telling you, like,
oh, the dark. You need the dark skinned sisters will look like 20 when they're 60.
Black don't crack. Like, you gotta understand. Yeah. Like, that's top of the pyramid in a way.
A
like, you gotta
girl
understand.
Can only go
like,
to like 24 and look good.
A blondes are dog shit. I'm sorry. Like, some become nice cougars.
Kate Upton's already on the downward slide.
She isn't. She's only 20. Those boobs are sagging.
I got nothing to say other than, like, I want to wipe the tear from my eye that you both said what needed to be said. It's not like she isn't a 10 and a half. But, yeah, she's already showing signs of age at, what, literally 20.
Yeah.
And then I watched that show. It's Larry Fishburne's wife is on a suit.
His daughter. His fucking daughter.
Wait on his daughter. Let's talk about his current wife.
Okay.
She is fine, dude.
Really?
And she's in her 40s. Like, she's looking
Montana.
She's looking like she would have, yeah. Like
to me, Montana Fishburne, great black chick.
Lawrence Fishburne's daughter?
Yeah, who did a porn for Vivid. And
oh
like,
my God.
She was just like straight up, this isn't leaked. None of these are leaked. we just film them and release them. So I'm going to be honest about it. Look up Montana Fishburne.
How did her dad feel about this?
He was not fucking happy. I think they just patched shit up. But anyhow, I was about to say a very non-white thing. I don't dig Asian chicks too much. Like, everyone I've ever dealt with has been very bossy.
Her dad shouldn't be that mad at her because he named her Montana. That's a porn star name.
Oh, it really is. But look up the Montana Fishburne pictures.
She is pretty. She looks like she's a hybrid. Asian.
Oh, you talk just like me. You're like, she's a mulatto mongrel being.
Now
I'm just waiting for her to show me that because you showed me the Russian pop group
tits.
Let me
just do images real quick.
Yeah, punch it up. I just need to flip. I want to see the ones of her. There's There's her in a leather jacket, and
that's
then there's
the
her in black lingerie. Yep, there's the black leather jacket. Beat it to these pictures several times. And
she's
there's
half
the
Asian?
Black lingerie. No, I think she's just like all black. Oh God, look at that picture. Fuck, I want to get your
she's
iPad pregnant.
Really hot.
Oh my God, give that back. Yeah.
Fuck me.
Fuck her. Damn.
Damn. Dude, I have that video at home. I have the whole picture set at home. She's gorgeous.
She is so pretty.
What's
Why
important?
Is she doing porn?
You can't tell that
well,
she's
did
Larry
it with her
Fishburne's
boyfriend,
daughter.
Though. Oh, God, I would ruin it.
That would be awful.
Like if she shaved her head and wore the little sunglasses.
There's some actresses who are like kind of hot, but they look like their famous dad. I'm trying to think of a couple off the top of my head, but it's just like, oh, I can't. No.
She's like, Daddy neglected me to go make movies. Now I'm going
to
make porn.
Yeah, exactly. This will teach you to make a Matrix sequel.
Like, I just...
I had to suffer through that. Now you have to suffer through this.
Fuck the Matrix Revolutions.
Why do they put a shot of her dad next to her?
It's just horrible.
Like,
yeah.
That's inappropriate.
You've got your cock in hand.
Wrong.
And then you see his fucking his salt and pepper Sanford and Son beard.
Internet fail.
Right next to
Internet
that picture.
Fail.
Like he's about to say something 3CPO like.
What?
Like from the Matrix movies.
He didn't talk like C-3PO.
But he's
C-3PO
all like,
sounded like a fruit.
He was all full of like knowledge and stuff. Maybe Yoda.
C-3PO is just a duncy queen. He wasn't full of knowledge.
You might be making a reference to
Yoda.
Obi-Wan.
Or Obi-Wan, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why? Because Obi-Wan was black? Is that what you guys...
Wow.
No.
John, where did you find this co-host who was so...
I don't know. Apparently in 1996 when she was born. Lord. Obi-Wan was not black.
Oh my gosh.
Thinking of Mace Windu.
Oh.
I don't even know what's happening. I feel like I'm at a Comic-Con.
Oh, no.
We could prolong this,
forgot to bring my body paint.
I think we just have to go out on... Black Obi-Wan, right?
We need to apologize to the Star Wars fans. We have
I'm
accidentally.
Sorry.
Whoa, I won't apologize, but I'll say look up Black Men Magazine with Montana Fishburne.
Shit, right. Pass me that.
You
now.
Just
nope.
Redeemed yourself.
Nope.
Oh, shit. I don't. Is that her?
Yeah.
That's an unbelievable ass.
Montana Fishburne comes clean.
Oh, my
Speaking
God.
Of slow motion, my goodness.
Slow motion. I'll wiggle it for you. Oh. By which I mean the iPad.
Oh, I can't even turn.
Look at that crack.
Power door, like, yeah, shake it, bitch.
Look at that ass.
Just moving this iPad with an ass on it.
You just get dollar bills thrown at me.
Exactly. Where do I slide the dollar bill on the iPad? Where's the port for that?
Oh.
Jesus. All right. Well, you've been listening to Papa's Basement.
That's that retina display.
Over here is Arena Davinsky. That's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. She'll link you to porn, I guess, if you follow her.
Yeah, I'll find you those DM girls that you can TF.
Okay. I knew what one of those initials meant. Not so much the other. I hear DM, I think Robitussin. Howard, you're at Apexagetical on Twitter if they want to get a hold of you, but hopefully you'll be making a better handle that counts for something.
So you'll be making good decisions.
I am John Papa Giorgio. You want me on Twitter, all three of you that use Twitter, I'm at Papa's Basement. Much more than Twitter, go to inpapasbasement.com. You're going to get episodes of this show every Monday and every Thursday, hour-long episodes. And on the days... I saw that was coming. I saw your mouth. You're like a fucking spitting snake right about to lob one at me. On those days where we don't do the show, that's not getting uploaded. There's a bunch of my writing, advice columns, football talk, reviews of movies I haven't seen, talking about fast food and other shit that makes us deliciously fat. Show's got a lot of fun stuff.
If you have an iPad and a toilet, you're set.
Exactly. Oh, God, for days. You don't have to come out. Just subsist on sink water and toilet paper.
Unless you live near the James River.
Oh.
Boo.
Boo, brain amoeba jokes. Boo. Too soon. Too soon.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.